You're tuned into CKVS 93.7, The Voice, community radio for the Shuswap and beyond, streaming live at voiceoftheshuswap.ca. The Voice is independent radio produced by volunteers and supported by our members, sponsors, and your generous donations. Set up a monthly donation of $5, $10, or $20. It will go a long way towards helping us keep the music playing. Become a member and add your voice today. I'm Richard Sevigné, and this week on Live in the Shuswap, we're setting our timepieces to standard time. A quintet fronted by Donnie Clark and Bob Rogers, with a selection of tunes that is second to none. Before the break, you heard them interpreting Fats Waller's Honeysuckle Rose. I think Bob and Donnie should introduce the next song, but first, I asked Mr. Clark about a recently passed milestone.
I hear you just passed a milestone recently, a couple of weeks ago.
I passed a milestone, my 80th birthday. See you, Jake.
See you, man.
Nice to see you again.
How you too, man?
We're just saying goodbye to Jake, probably one of the most wonderful up-and-coming bass players I've heard in all my 80 years. And I
so,
got it. Yeah, go ahead.
What's it feel like to be 80 years old? You feel 80 years old?
I feel like I don't feel 80, not all the time. When I get up from sitting down for a half an hour, I feel 80 years old. But once I get walking and doing a little bit of gardening and getting outside and raking and, you know, walking around and stuff, I feel wonderful. I feel good.
Thank you, and welcome to our first rehearsal. That ended quite nicely, I thought.
I don't think you would want to really be listening to a lot of well-rehearsed, practiced, you know, stuff, right? I mean, jazz is improvisatory, right? So I hope you can appreciate that. I look at a lot of happy faces. I really have to commend Sam and Orin for having such a really vibrant jazz club. I traveled in Europe a lot in the 90s, in late 80s and all through the 90s, and a lot in Germany and Switzerland, and the jazz clubs were organized very similar to what you have. They don't have a venue of their own because rent is really expensive, and to keep a place open all the time is really a huge. So they have a club where you sign up for it and you get a program for the coming year, right? And then you pick a venue where you have your concerts and you show up to you choose the music you want to hear and you belong to the jazz club that fits your liking. That seems to be a pretty nice, a good way of making a success of it. That way you're not spending a lot of money on keeping rent, you know, all this occupied space without being occupied. It seems to be working out really well. I've got to commend you on that. It's great. So congratulations. So we're going to move on to, this is a Lawrence Hart, Richard Rogers. This can't be love. So,
because it feels so good.
what a memory.
Thank you.